You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where Alan Bachman talks all about PyTorch Enterprise on Microsoft Azure. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we're talking about PyTorch Enterprise on Azure, on Microsoft Azure. I'm excited to have here Alan Bachman. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Alan.
Hi, Seth. It's great to be here. My name is Alan Bachman. I am new at Microsoft as of January this year. I spent my career in software and financial services. Used to be a hedge fund manager as well. One of my earliest partners in business came from Microsoft Consulting. So really thrilled to be here at the company and here on your show.
Fantastic. All right. So let's start first with PyTorch. For those that don't know what PyTorch is, can you give us a little bit of a recap, elevator pitch, so to speak?
Sure. PyTorch is a deep learning framework. So you've probably heard about deep learning, as have your viewers. And deep learning is, it's a really exciting technology where you can, create some magic moments for users learning from images, texts, and audio, all sorts of data. And it's really a foundational technology for artificial intelligence. A lot of people use them interchangeably.
So Microsoft has been doing a lot with PyTorch for a while. Can you describe some of those efforts currently?
Absolutely. It's been a really exciting space to be in, Seth. So we've been working with PyTorch, and we've delivered a couple of tools to help the PyTorch community. One of them is delivering PyTorch on Windows. It used to be just on Linux. Now it's available on Windows. One of them is called PyTorch Profiler, which we're super excited about. That just got released a couple of months ago, and it lets you step through code and figure out some inefficiencies and squeeze out some extra performance from your hardware. And lastly, we have a special program to announce.
That's cool. And for those that don't know, in my group, we've also written some of the documentation that you'll find on PyTorch.org for something called Learn the Basics. And we're coming out with something called PyTorch Fundamentals Learning Path on Microsoft Learn, which is pretty cool. So now let's dive into the actual topic, which is PyTorch Enterprise on Microsoft Azure. Did we create like a secret fork of PyTorch? Is this what this is? Tell us what this is.
No secret fork, Seth. PyTorch Enterprise is PyTorch. It's the open source version of PyTorch. But what we've done is we've structured a program around it to support enterprise users and make it even easier to go into production at scale with PyTorch workloads. It's been a brainchild of Microsoft and PyTorch. We've been working on it together for quite some time, and we're super excited to unveil it here at Build.
So the collaboration that we have between PyTorch and Microsoft, can you tell us what it entails? What are we getting with this new PyTorch Enterprise on Azure?
Okay, so it's essentially three things. It is support, it is testing, and it's integration. So on the support side, what we are offering with this program is essentially Microsoft will support core open source PyTorch code, as well as a couple of libraries that depend on it. And that support is going to be available to all Microsoft Enterprise customers that have the Enterprise Support Agreement. And the important part of that, Seth, is that those customers are going to be able to get prioritized hotfixes. So for example, if you're running a workload with PyTorch, it's at scale, there's a lot of resources involved, you may not want to upgrade to the latest version of PyTorch every night. That's gonna be quite a bit of investment. What you may wanna do is you may wanna just stick with one stable version, but that stable version might have a bug, might have a problem that you discover or somebody else discovers. Maybe it's a security issue, maybe it's a memory leak, what have you. And so what you really want is to just patch that single problem without overhauling the entire installation. And that is what this program offers. So we will actually work with you We will reproduce the problem. We'll troubleshoot with you. We will actually create the fix and we'll submit it to PyTorch. At that point, they will integrate it into a special long-term support version so that you can keep running as you were. You can get the hot fix. You don't have to kind of swap out the tires on the car.
That's awesome. Because, I mean, with open source stuff, sometimes you run into things and you may be at the mercy of, like, maintainers, which have jobs and lives and other things. You mentioned testing. What does that mean?
So open source is great because you get the latest and greatest innovation for free at your fingertips. So the price is right. But as we all know, you know, open source doesn't work 100% all the time. So the price of all that innovation is, you know, sometimes unexpected things happen. And enterprise software is usually a little bit different from that, right? If you pay for enterprise software, there's usually a team that's dedicated to, you know, going through a set of tests, you know, a rigorous battery of tests, and that gives you some peace of mind as you install the software, especially when you go to production. So what PyTorch Enterprise does is we're trying to kind of get the best of both those worlds. You'll get the open source software. It's the same open source software that everybody else has. But you'll also get a battery of tests from Microsoft. And there's two kinds of testing that we're doing. One is called, there's continuous integration testing, which is a battery of tests that we will run every time that there's a pull request from GitHub that goes into PyTorch.org. That means anytime anybody writes a contribution to PyTorch, that contribution is going to run through our series of tests to make sure that it's completely compatible. And the second is a set of nightly tests. So we're actually going to put each release of PyTorch through its paces with realistic workloads from Microsoft. So this is not going to be a simple unit test that says, you know, did I get an okay or did I get a fail code on this little piece of code. This is actually like a workflow. It might be from Bing, it might be from Office. It's going to be at scale and it's going to run frequently. And the point of all that testing, Seth, is that every release of PyTorch is going to come with its kind of health check card. You know, think of it like a vaccination card, right? So you will know before you upgrade, you will know whether the version that you're upgrading to is performing as well as your version, because you'll see the test for yours and you'll see the test for the new one. You'll have that much more peace of mind or confidence to make that upgrade or not.
That's really cool. I mean, the safety in that, knowing that the next version won't break your previous version's code. And if it does, that you'll know is amazing. The last thing you mentioned was Azure integration. What does that look like?
Well, basically, that's the easiest piece. What it means is that we've worked with teams throughout Azure to make sure that anywhere that you go in Azure, you will get the right version of the software and the right stack to be able to use PyTorch Enterprise. So basically, like we've done all the legwork so that you don't have to, and it just makes for a nice and easy experience for customers.
This is really cool. For those that are watching that want to get involved, how does someone sign up, so to speak, for PyTorch Enterprise on Microsoft Azure?
That's the best part, Seth. So there's actually no extra charge for this service, which is, I think it's pretty amazing. It's a lot of value and a large investment. It's completely free to existing customers of both Premier support and Unified support. So if you're already on those contracts, you literally don't have to pay anything else. You don't have to sign another form. You just can open a ticket and it'll get routed to our set of PyTorch experts right in Azure. We'll start working with you. If you're not yet on those support contracts, we hope that you'll consider them, but there's no other requirement.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add to this? By the way, I'll put a link up for those that want to learn more. Anything else you want to add, my friend?
Yeah, there's just one thing. You know, as we've been developing this program, we've had a chance to preview it with a couple of our partners and a couple of our customers. And the result has been just amazing. People are so excited that they're going to get the support. This is not support that you can buy for love or money, anywhere else.
Right.
It's only available on Azure. And so we've heard, you know, we've heard really positive reactions from NVIDIA, from Nuance, and from Crayon. Crayon is an IT consulting shop. You know, NVIDIA is really excited that, you know, people are spending a lot of money on their hardware. And if there's, you know, the slightest problem that's reducing the efficiency of the workload, then, you know, customers get upset. So the fact that Microsoft is going to stand behind this really kind of foundational layer of the code is means that people will be able to get the most out of the hardware. NVIDIA is pretty happy about that. Nuance has an application in health tech, which relies on like very kind of real-time transcription. So it's very, very important that the model execute fast. And again, it's an astounding scale. So the fact that that we will be there to kind of help them through any issues that might come up is a real kind of risk reduction for them. And it's just great to hear that kind of feedback from customers.
Well, Alan, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And thank you so much for watching. We've been learning all about PyTorch Enterprise on Microsoft Azure. Thank you so much for watching, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Take care.